Continuing in Siman Lamed Daled, should finish today. Sif Daled says the Mechaber. Lo yaniach shnei zugoyz bekis echod. So you've got your ashes and your reina tams. So one is chol, one is kodesh, one is right, one is kedin, one is not kedin. So it says the Mechaber, Yenich Shtei Zugois B'Kis Echad. You shouldn't put the two sets of Rashi and Zabrina Tam Tefillin in the same kiss, in the same pouch. Sheha Echad Mehem Hu Chol V'Osa L'Anichoy B'Kis Tefillin. One of them is Chol, and therefore you're not allowed to put it in the same kiss as the Kosher Tefillin. Eleyas Shnei Kissin. You have to have two bags, two pouches. V'Simen Kol Kiss, and you should have a siman marking Rashi, marking Rabbeinu Tam. Shalitin shalzeh bazeh. You shouldn't come to mix up and put in one of these kissim is tashmish kedusha. One of them is tashmish chol. So you should make sure that you're putting in the Rashi's and the Rabbeinu Tam's in the right place. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yaniach. Mayri shehuzman akiz techila rak ledas echad mehen. So when are we talking about? We're talking about where you designated one bag for one set of tefillin. If you had in mind when you bought your tefillin bag that you want to use it for both the rashis and the Rabbeinu Tam's at the same time, so there's not a problem because that was your das lechatchila. Your das lechatchila was that it should also be used l'tzorech chol, and therefore you're allowed to use it also l'tzorech chol. But once you've used it already once for Rashi on its own or a bit of time on its own, then you're not allowed to put the two in the same bag together. Because echad shel tefillin, kedemasayim val b'tikat talus mutar l'niach shneim. But if let's say you haven't got a designated bag for your tefillin, you've got your talus bag and you put your tefillin loose inside your talus bag. So then it's mutar l'niach shneim afilu heim b'lo tik. The hare hatik meyuchad, I mean the tik of the talis is meyuchad kamen debachol du talis. The talis has not got a din of a davash of kedusha, and therefore in memela this kiss is already since it's being used for the talis, so therefore it's not a problem to use it for both sets of tefillin as well. Chof hu chol. So one of them is one of these pairs is chol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Memela the osel hachlif hakisim." So therefore, it follows obviously that if you've already used one pair for Rashi and one for a bit of time, that you cannot switch them and use them the other way around. The kol shekin a batim, obviously to take out the batim once you've used, let's say the batim for Rashi for the seder parshias kafi Rashi, so you can't switch them and now use them according to das of benetam, meaning to take out the parshias and switch them around. Parutsuyos, parashiyos, and anything which has been used already, letzorech one pair, you cannot switch it for the other use. Mishal Rashi to Benetam, oy ipcha, or the other way around. So at this stage, we're treating Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as being equal opponents over here. Ve'im lo yanicham adam olam, olav v'shem mitzvah tefillin. So if you never used these, I think we're talking about all of the above, meaning I guess the kiss or the even the button, the ritzus and the parashios. So even if you made the tefillin, so you made up your Rashi tefillin and you put it in kasei the Rashi, and then you decide that you want to switch it and make them into Benetam Tam tefillin. So then, since you never put them on, although you've had hazmono and you've designated it for Rashi tefillin, but you're allowed to switch it since it's not been actually used, the tzorech, the mitzvah, yochal echlifam, and use it for the mitzvah. Right? That's what they're saying in the note. Kol zman shelo nichom, ein nechshev el hazmono ba'alma. Mekamel on karova, the zman la bilsi. Right? So hazmono, just designating something for a certain ishtamshus, doesn't give it a finality of that status. Ve'im enichom odom olov, but one person has worn it even once, and it was arranged according to Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam or Rashi. You can no longer switch it. And even if when you wore them for the very first time, you made a condition that you wish If you so wish that you would like to switch it, lo mahani, you cannot do such a thing. De makodesh lechol lo mahani tanoi, you cannot do it. So, but it's, if you've not yet used the tefillin, which Rashi's a ribbon at times, then you're allowed to start switching around the straps or switching around the bottom, etc. But once they've been worn once, the tzorech mitzvah, then you can no longer switch. Kosav a prima goldim, the imotzer ritzuyos, let's say you find ritzuyos, v'ein yadeim heim shal Rashi, and you don't know whether they were from a pair of Rashi tefillin, also a bit of time tefillin, right? So there's a chashash you're going to be switching kodesh for chol if you use it for the wrong thing. Yuchal anichal the parshiyos shirashi. So paskins the prima godim, they're actually allowed to use them for your Rashi tefillin. Why? The ruba manichal shirashi, since the roiv ha'olam are maniach Rashi tefillin shirashi. So therefore, there's a klal cholchem basar roiv. So it sounds like this is we're going cholchem basar roiv, right? It's called the parish maruba parish, and therefore you can assume that these straps are Rashi tefillin straps. Van and tefillin gam kein Rashi ikke. And anyway, we hold that Rashi's tefillin are ikke pi alocha malim bekoidish. So therefore, even if they are rabbinic times, you're actually probably elevating them to use them for Rashi. I'm behetiv bebe halocha. V'yesh ben achroinim shemekilin yoyse. So all the above, like we said, is assuming the Rashi rabbinic times are equal. Some achronim say no. The lididon the same in the Rashi ikka, we paskin that ikka halach ikka shita is Rashi shita. Canal. So therefore, yuchalach if even a chatchila, you can take your straps from your rabbinic times a little of tzuyim a rabbinic time the Rashi kashein lacheres if you don't have anything else. Avam Rashi rabbinic time also little b'chol gavna. That's the for sure that Rashi to rabbinic times you're not allowed to do. Beim nizdam and shahitzi kis rabbinic time to chila. And if, so we know there's a halacha, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, right? Which is can be quite nogeya if you're half asleep in the morning. If you by mistake, you're taking out your tefillin on your talis, and by mistake, instead of taking out the talis before the tefillin, you take out the tefillin before the talis. So then you're not allowed to put down the tefillin and put on your talis first. You actually have to put on the tefillin and then put on your talis. So what happens if you take out the kis shel tefillin, shel rabbein atam techila? So says the Mishnah Berurah, no, in this case, you shouldn't put on the Rabbeinu Tams. Yaviram, you should pass over them. Kididon, Rashi, Iker. Beloi hava bezeh, ein mavin ala mitzvahs. Because Rashi's shit is the Iker, so therefore, according to Rashi's tefillin, Rabbeinu Tams tefillin are not tefillin, so therefore you're not being ma'av ala mitzvahs. Afa pike lechatchila yizah, shalo yavo lidei kach. Lavo lekach. You should try lechatchila, obviously, not to come to a situation and you take out your Rashi's. I just point out, even though the tefillin are in the bag, even just holding the bag is all considered to be being ma'av ala mitzvahs. Right? Even though you're not actually holding the tefillin, you're holding the bag. But holding the bag is the equivalent of holding the tefillin. Chol amoyed, ein laniach shebevin hatam. So even those who have a minhag to wear tefillin and on chol amoyed, says the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't wear tefillin hatam. And Tisha B'av Mincha time, I think that is the Minhag Olam that people wear Rabbeinu Tams, they put on their Rabbeinu Tams at Mincha. So what's the reason why? It's interesting to bring here, why is it that Chol HaMoed you shouldn't put on Rabbeinu Tam? So they say here is because the Makar to not wear tefillin Chol HaMoed is based on a member of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar Kodesh, and he is very, very anti wearing tefillin Chol HaMoed, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, very stark against that. So because of that, even though there are those who do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but it's sufficient to be yotzer to just wear the tefillin of Rashi, and it's also say it's a sfek sfeika, maybe lochas like Rashi, and even if lochas like Yonatan, maybe it's in Chol HaMoed, you're not mechuyev. Fine. So that's it. I don't know if that's something. I have no idea. I have no personal knowledge of whether that is. But that's where the Chassidim wear and Sfardim, whether they wear the tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, Chol HaMoed. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. Next. Simon Lamed Hei. Din Minin Hashitin. So we're going to discuss now the writing of the klafim of the parshis of the tefillin. says the Mechaber. Nagu b'minyin hashitin lichtoiv b'shal yad shiva shitin b'kol parasha v'shal rosh arba shitin v'im shina loy posel. So it says the Mechaber, there is a minug that, let's say, we just talk about the shal yad, right? So the yad, the full parashas and the shal yad are written on one wide, one very wide klaf. So the minhag is on the shal yad to try and write each parasha, the four parashas, to write it within seven lines. That means obviously you're going to have to make it wider, right? We're talking about it wide, as wide enough that you need in order to be able to fit everything in within seven lines. And the shel rosh, which you have obviously separate parashas, so the minhag is that it should be fit into four lines. So obviously for that you're going to have somewhat wider klafim in order to be able to fit it into the four lines. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nagu Alpi a Kabbalah b'Hatzayifim. Where does this minhag come from? It's a Kabbalah b'Hatzayifim ish mipi ish through the generations. B'minin Hashitim v'kein yesh Kabbalah b'Yodom b'inin Hascholos Roshei Hashurois v'Shiyad v'Shal Rosh. There is some kind of minhag about where one should start the lines. I'm not quite sure what this means. I don't know whether it means it is indentations of some kind. I wasn't able to look it up in faith. There's some kind of minug about how one arranges the beginning of the lines. The soifim kayoim e medaktik in betchilas rashi ashurois. The soifim zmanazet are not medaktik on this particular inyan. Meshane kashe izdamin lahem, and they switch it as they feel is best. Nonetheless, those who wish, which I think he's saying is not a good thing. Nonetheless, I wrote to the Dakdek, if you do want to be careful, so this means, I think a person who wants to be mechavin the Rashi Hashitos, meaning a person who wants to have it, that obviously that each parasha is completely square, meaning it's completely flat on each end of the parasha, then it doesn't finish with a longer word or a shorter word. So it looks much neater, obviously, if it's if you've got the same margin, I guess you call it, margin on each side of the parasha. So nonetheless, he says, even if you want to achieve that, but you shouldn't, in order to do that, make letters longer. Obviously, you notice in a Sefer Torah, sometimes they stretch out, osius, make them longer legs and so on, to make them up to meet the end of the line. So you shouldn't do that too much in order to be able to do that, because that itself is also not nice in order to have overly long, or squashed letters. Of a Ma'at Rashi, but a little bit you're allowed to do. The Ikar is, you should make sure not to be Mishani the osius. The osius should be normal. Don't make the oasis not normal. Okay, v'im shino, so the Mechaber said, if you don't keep to this minug of having seven lines on four lines respectively for the Rosh, for the Yad and the Rosh, im shino is no ma'akev. Im shino is like the Brua, bein b'shal Yad, or bein b'shal Rosh, whether it be for the Yad and the Rosh, it's no ma'akev. V'im ein loy l'shal Yad, rak klav kot, says, if the soif is writing the tefillin, so he only has a very long, he doesn't have a very wide klaf, he's got a very short klaf. It's thin but long. The only way he could possibly fit in seven lines and be mekayim this minhag, he'd have to write very, very small if he wants to be able to mekayim this minhag. It's preferable to not keep to this minhag, as we said, it's anyway not ma'akiv, and write more lines than it is to make them very small letters. So Amber Mordecha behilchas ketanos seif hilchas tefillin, hovela el simen lamabes, de bechlal ze keli van veyu, a beautifying of the klaf, lichtoiv ksiva gasa b'miksas, right? So therefore, it's nicer to write bigger osius than tiny little script. Shelo yu nimchokim heira, and there seems a practical reason also. Oh, maybe that's the only reason, okay? And the practical reason seems to be because otherwise they become very easily erased. The letters become smudged and erased. It's not, he says the Chofetz Chaim, that it's very, very common that the problem here with the small writing doesn't arise just after having been written, because they can become nimchak. But lechatchila, it's very difficult for Sofer to write accurately if he's writing very small. And we find, unfortunately, many times the ksiva is not accurate. Shelo nechtav u'kadin machmas dekulson. They do not write the noisius correctly. Obviously, the whole next simon for quite a few pages is all about the dinim of all the various different halachas about the tzura of the osius. So if you're writing very small, obviously it's going to become very hard to be exact in that regard. V'ruban chosa kama v'kama togin, and many letters are going to end up missing the crowns, the shatnez gats, right? These seven letters that are mechuyev in crowns. To medina to gomara, that you have to put these crowns on. Some achronim and machmir, if you don't have the crowns on the oisius, then it's possible in Gansen. So therefore, a person should be careful not to buy these parishes, not to put them in his tefillin. Unless he has checked them to know that they are written correctly. The parashas ke'elim atzim oy, the kosevin haim adayin, na'arim, shalayadu klardin iksivas dam. It's very common that it's been written by youngsters who don't know what they're doing. Don't know hilchas stam. Okay, we'll start a little bit, quite quickly. We'll start a little bit the next simon. Diktuk sivason, simon lamed vav. Sarech ledak deik. Anything I missed out here? No, okay. The tzarech ledak deik mekzivas oisius. Says the mechaber. Tzarech ledak deik mekzivas oisius. Shelay tishtane tzuras shem achas mehen. Shelay tidme lacheres. So a person has to be, the soif has to be very careful when he's writing the osius, that he shouldn't alter the shape of any of the osius, and it shouldn't come to bear a resemblance to any of the other osius. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "B'ksivas humadin im nishtane ha'os mitzuroso acha ksiva." Right? It's not just at the time of. It's not a problem just at the time of writing. It's a problem which applies also if it becomes changed after having been written, alidei nekev, if there gets a hole in it, or kera, or gets torn, or tishtush, or becomes smudged, the apostle, kateleh basim alamah beis. Tzuras, afilu im shinoi hatzuyah harak b'mikses ha'ois. So even if there is a change only in a small part of the ois, meaning most of the ois is intact and normal, written correctly, but some of it is not written properly. For example, if you're missing the top of the aleph, assume that means the top leg. Of the aleph, oikoitz hayud, or the crown that's on the yud, oishenagu yudei haaleph begag haaleph ukudoyme, or if the foot of the aleph, instead of being separated from the and coming down on its own away from the body of the aleph, if the leg of the aleph would bend back round and touch the bottom of the aleph, then that would obviously be a problem. Afile imatinok ikreiyo laois, and even if the tinok is still able to identify it as an aleph, then lo mahani kiven shano yodim. Even if a child can read it, nonetheless, we know that the tzur has not been written properly. Okay, let's just do. We'll do one more. Just finish up the mechaber. The loyti to melacheres. Reisi b'sefer ma'aser v'keach shehevi ledino b'shem tshuvas maharanach. Simon aleph shekosav dafile imrak mixas ha'ois nidme el ha'ois acher. even if only a small amount of, like we just said in terms of being written incorrectly, if even a small amount of the ois resembles another ois, then it's possible. And the grower's mashma that if it's similar to another ois, then even if it's mixed, then it's not a problem.